This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
What's up, everybody? Morning studio.
Morning.
Welcome back. Hope you had a great weekend. Let's do a little get to know. The question is, do you have a mentor, or who's the closest person to a mentor to you? Amy?
For work or personal?
You know, it's just, do you have a mentor? I don't really care where you go with it. But what comes to mind when I say that?
That's tough.
Like, I feel like in different spaces, I have different things. But
who
I would
came to
say,
mind very first?
Well, some of my fellow adoptive moms.
That's good.
I rely on them heavily, those that have gone before me.
Mm-hmm.
And that started well before we even got the kids, just the journey of adoption and how long that took and what it was like and what you have to do and connections and networking and all the things. But then that's once solid. The kids actually get here, yeah, there's a few I could think of that I can call at any given moment, any time of day, and they would be there for me. And I hope that there's eventually some other people that I can return the favor for and do that are young. I mean, and there are some people that have adopted that I've been there for them, but not in the way that these people have, like consistently. I feel like I have a lot of questions.
Eddie, you have a mentor?
I don't want to say it. They're going to laugh at me.
What? Go ahead.
They're going to laugh
at
me.
I already know he's going to say
Bobby?
I would say Bobby. Like, I don't really have anyone else in my
professionally.
Life.
That, no, professionally. Yeah.
Well, no, even personally sometimes. I ask you about kind of my son that I've adopted.
Wait,
a little bit.
Oh, okay. So this is very specific, though.
Oh,
so it's not just general life. Yeah. This is a great point.
Oh, I get it now.
You have an adopted son that
yes.
basically grew up kind of how I did. And Eddie will come and be like, hey, can you explain to me why he would feel this way?
And you have great explanations of why.
Because that's why I feel this way.
Yeah. Which is like, I don't think anyone else that I could call could have those answers. And so we talk about that a lot. And professionally, I don't think I could ever get to your level. But I do like how you approach things professionally, so I do ask you about some of that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just go with the son thing, because we're going to really...
Oh, my God. Oh, professionally.
But the son thing is a thing.
Hey, Bobby, I can never...
See, I told you.
But I was...
No, I told you.
Don't
make fun of me, dude.
Hey, Amy. No, Eddie can never reach his level, but he really admires how Bobby goes about it.
Eddie gave me a kidney. I'm going to tell you guys the truth.
Oh, my God.
It's not true. Not yet.
Okay, but Lunchbox, you have to admit, too, that... When we start, like, even from the day we started the show with Bobby, he took it. We've learned a lot from him. That would make him a mentor.
No, I mean, you by watching him, but I don't go ask him questions, and I don't like.
Oh. Eddie doesn't really ask me questions about work.
No, really. I don't know. It sounds like he.
We talk about stuff, but not. I mean, we don't do that a lot.
I'll go. I don't have a professional mentor. I wish I would have known anybody. I don't have a professional mentor. But I have a. I don't really do music, but I try to do music. We do funny stuff. My mentor's Eddie.
Okay.
It is. It literally is.
No, because he was...
This is so disgusting.
No, I will send him voice memos.
You guys are so gross.
Where I'll be like, how would you play this? Or can you send me...
Why is it gross?
We're gross?
Yes.
Why is it gross?
Bobby just did that because Eddie kissed up to him, so he's like, oh, I better...
I didn't kiss up to anyone.
Oh, well, you did?
Eddie's my musical mentor.
To be fair, Eddie was in a band back in the day.
Yeah, he literally is. If there's an issue, I call Eddie. And I'm like, can we play this? What do you think? Eddie's my musical mentor.
I knew we were going to get crap for this.
Oh, my God.
I knew it.
I'm just covering you right now.
Yeah, he's trying to.
You are.
I'm not your mentor.
You are my mentor. I'm a musical mentor.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Lunchbox?
Well, I don't have a mentor.
Right.
I just do my life. Like, I don't have anybody
your
I turn
dad?
To.
You don't call and be like...
Oh, you talk to your dad all the time.
Yeah, I talk to my dad, but...
You don't ask for, like, life advice?
No. What life advice?
I don't know.
Like, parenting?
We're not shoving a mentor down your throat.
No, like...
I never had one.
I mean, I talk to my parents about life, like, what's going on in my life, and like, oh, I remember that or this, you know, but I don't say, hey, my kids spit. What should I do? I don't do that.
You should probably ask someone about that.
No, you
why
just...
Why are they spitting?
Yeah, why are they spitting,
what's
dude?
What's up with that spitting?
How are you going to fix that?
No, you just tell them quit spitting at each other. Yeah. Like, it's just...
spitting at each other?
Yeah.
I don't
call someone and be like, oh my gosh, guys, my kid is spitting at my other kid. Can you tell me how to handle this?
Really?
No. Why would I call someone?
My wife calls her sister, like, all the time, and she has great answers. Like, well, we do with my kids. Like, we do this.
Mostly it's somebody who, a mentor is mostly somebody who's been through crap
and
what you're doing.
Right.
It's never somebody who's just all bells and whistles and success. It's mostly somebody who's been through crap and had to go do it the hard way because they can give you, hey, yeah, that's good, or I've experienced this in a negative way, or this is the decision I wish I would have made. And that's mostly what, with one of Eddie's sons, who he's adopted, he's like, why do you think... And I'd be like, oh, I can tell you because I was really bad at this.
And professionally, he comes to you because...
I just mentored, I didn't think of this, but I just mentored someone through a divorce process.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Because that's some crap, like, that you went through.
I didn't know, like, lawyer stuff. I didn't know any of that sort of thing before. And then, so... And I had people that I actually called on, too, of like, hey, how do we do this? So, yeah, there's a bunch of different areas where it can happen.
Well,
yeah.
Huh. We're just mentoring each other.
We're going to get a bunch of
crap. You guys want to say anything else about each other?
No, we'll tell each other in private. We're mentoring each other.
Yeah, dude.
Blow him a kiss, dude.
Here you go, Eddie.
Thank you, man. You're welcome. Back at you.
I love you, buddy. Mentors. We're going to have a mentor session.
It's so gross. It's so gross.
I think Lunchbox's dad or his mom's his mentor. His
somebody. Mom.
See, he kisses his dad on the mouth.
So what?
Your brother, No Teeth Keith, somebody.
Yeah.
But I don't need advice from them.
Ever, from anybody. Just like to talk things out.
What do I need advice
about being a homeowner? You just figure it out yourself?
You just ripped it up?
No, I bought a house and I moved into it and I paid the bills.
Brothers? Mentor?
Like, I don't understand. Like, what do I need to ask my parents about? Like, how do I buy a house? Okay, you go, you find one, you get a real estate agent and you buy it. I mean, there's nothing to be advised about.
Oh, I knew nothing. I had to call multiple people when I bought a house because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
It's overwhelming.
What's a good rate? Because okay, well, cool.
He's got it all.
Hey, this guy right here, he got it all figured out. Man. All right, let's
just
go.
Because you ask someone a question does not mean they're your mentor.
No, but if it's somebody you consistently go to.
I don't consistently have anything I need anybody to go to for.
Hey, bud, I'm here for you if you ever need anything.
And I'm here for you too, buddy.
No, you're too busy with Bobby and looking up to him.
We're
going
to step away to help you.
Yeah.
I am good, I promise.
Amy, are you available for him?
I
am not going through a divorce.
I can offer more than that.
Well, you said you mentor divorces.
I know, but I never wanted to be that mentor.
But
I never
special
thought
yeah,
I
don't
be
need that.
That.
Okay, that's enough. Goodness. Thank you. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I think I have to fire our babysitter. She's been our babysitter for a few months. But after I made the comment about her being good looking, my wife wants her gone. Yeah, you can't say that.
I knew it.
Yeah, why would you say that?
Just don't say that. My wife told me that our babysitter just broke up with her boyfriend. And I said she'd probably have no trouble finding another guy since she's attractive.
Oh, I get that now. Okay.
Still don't say that.
It's not like
it's okay.
I know, but
see, just never acknowledge it.
He's just having conversation.
I know, I agree. In the normal human, yes, absolutely. Just don't say that.
But I'm a normal human, and I'm a woman responding that
but
I see
you know
now.
Your wife, and you know that's probably going to affect her if you say something like this.
Okay.
That's on you, bro. Hold on, let me finish it, though. I don't want to give too much editorial here. Because, yes, it's not... That shouldn't happen, and she shouldn't be fired because of it. But you have to know... Read the room. As they say.
Okay. Keep reading, man.
I thought I was merely stating the obvious, but I guess I took just one comment one time and took it to the wrong place, and now she realizes how hot the babysitter is. I don't know if she thinks I'm going to take a shot at her, like they do in the movies, or maybe she's worried that the babysitter will take a shot at me.
That's not it.
Yeah, it's not it, but I just know that it sucks that I have to take someone's job away because of how attractive they are. Either way, my wife wants her out of the picture. Is there more to this than I'm seeing? Signed, Dad with Foot in Mouth. Now, I will say, just generally speaking, this is unfair. She shouldn't be penalized for anything physical about her. She's pretty ugly. Ugly pretty. It's all in the eye of the beholder. It's all relative. Right. She shouldn't be penalized for how she looks if she's doing a great job. And I hate that it's come to this, but you know your wife. And if you have to let her go, that's on you. Because you shouldn't have said something that you know. Because you know. Even if you say, I didn't know. You know. If you can't walk around and be like, hey, I think she's hot, like to your wife regularly if at a restaurant, then you can't do that with the babysitter for sure.
Yeah, but that he wasn't like, oh, she's hot. It's like, hey.
I know. I agree with what you're saying. Absolutely.
Okay. He was just trying to be sympathetic because of her situation.
Then
right.
Say she's really great. Look, dude, she shouldn't get fired. I'm on you guys' side. Like, hey, everyone, this is how the world should be. But I'm just talking real talk to this dude. You messed up.
Yeah.
I think his wife didn't want her working there anyway because that just sounds like an excuse.
Because the wife already knows she's hot. The wife knows when she hires her, she's hot. Like, she doesn't need the husband to say,
correct.
Oh, she's good looking. She can get a new dude. Like, the wife
maybe
already knows.
Wife's looking for a reason. That's but still, it. You had my only point, because you guys are you're painting me in the wrong corner here.
Or not.
Yes, you are. I agree that she shouldn't be fired. However, she's going to have to be fired.
And, well, don't
because if the wife already wanted her fired,
yeah,
she was going to get fired anyway regardless. If the wife was waiting for you to slip up, she's waiting for you to give her the reason to want to be fired. And if she wasn't and you just said this and now it's affected her in a way, she's always going to think it and you're going to wish you would have moved on because it's going to create such tension in the relationship. Is it right? No, she should not have to be fired. But I'm just talking not from an HR perspective, from a husband-wife perspective. If something is that bothersome to your partner, you've got to do something about it.
Yeah. Is it possible there's an underlying issue of trust here?
And it takes a long time to fix, still got to fire her, even if there is.
Okay, yeah, I can see. Like, if there, do that so that you can take the moves to work on the trust issue.
This could be a...
But that means, like, anybody that is good-looking can't ever...
No. Not in general, but with this situation, let's say he hooked up with somebody before. It's a great.
Yeah.
Then he's like, oh, wow, she's pretty. Then I would be like, oh, okay, well, you've cheated on me before.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're, even if that's not what he meant, again, he either knew the wife or he's messed up before. It's just not worth fighting for because you have to live with your wife all the time. And you don't have to live with the babysitter all the time. She's just random.
It's true.
It is not fair. I'm saying it again. Should they have to fire her if she's just hot? No. Should they fire her? And give her a parachute as far as like try to take care of her for a little bit.
Yeah. Or like if there's you know of another family she could go work for. Obviously, give that husband a heads up.
I agree with you guys' general idea, but the actual dynamic in the family is if you're going to fight for this, then she's going to be. Why are you fighting for her?
Exactly. You're right. You got to
hook up
it.
With her.
Yeah. No. Wow,
There must be an underlying trust issue if you have a...
But I'm not debating if there is or isn't.
Amy, what Bobby's saying is like he's got to drop it. Like he can't keep going with like, no, leave her.
There's no win for him and their family dynamic. There's no win.
He's got to agree with her and just be like, okay, fine, you're
but
right.
But the woman is the bad person in this situation. The wife is.
No, I wouldn't say bad. It just depends on the situation.
Yeah, we don't know the full story.
If he cheated on her before and this is an issue, great.
But
if
we don't know that.
If she has an issue where she was cheated on by somebody else really badly and she has trauma from that and things trigger, we don't know. It's just not going to be worth it. It's unfair. Life is unfair. It's unfair for this babysitter.
Sometimes I wish mailbag, like we had the people on because I have questions. Like, what's your history? How old is the babysitter?
But it also doesn't matter. None of it matters. The answer is you have to move on from her.
Okay.
And I wouldn't even fire her. I would just say we have to move on and give her a good recommendation. You didn't officially fire her. There's some reason. So
yeah, it's a babysitter. So luckily, there's no HR because this would be an issue.
When they call you for reference, be like, she had to go because she was too hot.
Yeah, okay.
We all feel the same way.
Yeah.
However, I'm just going to the point of you can feel that way, but then you have to do what's good for your family.
Yeah.
And that's not fair to her. That's still what you got to do.
Dang.
It's not worth the fight. It's a battle you don't want to pick. That's all.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to say?
No, I think I said it.
It'd be so cool to have to get fired because you're hot. That would be the greatest thing.
They can't tell her that, though.
No, but I'm just saying, if you were that hot in life,
I mean,
you're getting fired for it? That's awesome.
But that's the sad part. She'll never know that. So she'll just be like, what did I do?
Know. She knows.
Oh, she knows.
I feel like really pretty people like that know.
They know.
Okay.
We can't tell them that, but they know. It sucks for her, but I got a feeling if she's hot, her life's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pop people have pretty good lives.
That's true.
I've heard from Lunchbox. Yeah, he comes in and I'm like, I've had a great day. Thank you. That's an uncomfortable mailbag, but we got through it. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
NASA's looking for people to live in a Mars bunker. Not on Mars, but they're going to kind of recreate what it would be like to be on Mars. It's an experiment. They're going to pay you $60,000.
Oh. So, how long?
Real money. Here you go. NASA's looking for 4 volunteers to be part of a simulated Mars experiment that will last 12 months. The experiment will take place at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, 1,700 square foot 3D printed building. Scientists will collect data on physical and behavioral health while battling extreme isolation and separation from loved ones. They're looking for crop growth, meal preparation, consumption, exercise, hygiene activities, maintenance work, personal time, science work, sleep, how you get along with others. And again, you don't really get to be around your family and maybe not even talk with them because they don't know when, you know, if AT&T works up there, did another day, they give everybody $5 credit.
Yeah, but man, there's a lot of people out there that don't have families, got nothing going on.
$60,000 for a year, though.
This is perfect.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, because you could get out
and you
just
also
have
wouldn't
that
be
money.
Spending it.
Right.
Right, you have no expenses.
I think that, you know, if you have rent or something, you can't just get out of a lease. But if timed right,
that
would be hard, but that would be legit. $60,000 for 12 months. I wonder if you could work. You can't work remotely because you can't even talk to your family, I guess.
No, not on Mars, man. You can't like Zoom meetings from Mars.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway. You can be paid $2,000 to watch all 10 Best Picture nominees.
Oh,
these are all stories about getting paid to do stuff. If you're into movies, there's a company looking to pay someone $2,000 to watch all 10 Best Picture nominees. They'll also gift you a 65-inch 4K TV.
Whoa.
And $500 in DoorDash gift cards for snacks.
Wow.
Oh, I'll do that.
So here we go. The Oscars, which are coming up March 10th. Hey, Mike D, Movie Mike, have you seen all 10 of these?
Oh, yeah. I should have got the money.
You did it for free.
Yeah.
What's the worst of all 10?
Probably Maestro.
Maestro is one of them. It's the Bradley Cooper movie on Netflix.
Yeah, and then probably Anatomy of a Fall, really boring in French.
Oh, French.
Mm. There's 10 nominations?
They do a bunch more now, and they put in some movies of people that we actually watch.
Okay.
That aren't just like cool indie.
Yeah, I guess you're Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Yeah, let's do them. Just give me a letter grade on all these.
Okay.
American Fiction.
Ooh, that's an A, almost plus. It's solid A.
I saw the guy won a big award.
Yeah.
The acting award. He's the writer who just decided to write something stupid instead of something good. He's been trying forever. Right?
Yeah.
Anatomy of a Fall?
I'd probably give that an F.
Oh, wow. Man,
yeah,
nominated.
So
how did it get nominated?
Yeah. I watched it. I was like, I have no idea what people saw in this movie. But it has like a 96% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Barbie?
A plus.
The Holdovers?
A plus. I'll go A plus.
I like that. I give it A minus. Killers of the Flower Moon?
A minus.
I give it an A. That's good. I loved it. It was long, but I liked it. Maestro?
Oof. That's an F.
Wow. Oppenheimer?
A plus.
B plus for me.
Yeah. C minus for me.
Only because I was told it was so good. I think it might have been an A if America hadn't built it up. But it was good. It was really good. Past Lives?
Ooh. That's a solid A.
Solid A.
That's the one that you watched
it too?
Yeah.
Poor Things?
B plus.
The Zone of Interest.
C plus.
What wins?
Oppenheimer.
Do you guys, what's your bet with you?
We have a big bet.
We have the Oppenheimer parlay.
Okay, go ahead.
Best picture is going to be Oppenheimer. Cillian Murphy is going to win for best actor. And then the director is going to win.
So you have, if all three of them hit, you win Eddie's money.
I get $100.
Okay.
That's so dumb.
But if any of the three lose, even if one of the three lose, Eddie gets how much?
$20.
Okay.
So dumb.
Why?
Because
that's Movie Mike from Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. He knows what he's talking about.
Ray told me that there are some gambling websites overseas, and they have those three categories that he just said that they're highly, highly favorites.
Okay, but that doesn't mean all three will win.
No, you're right.
I would do, because we have a show called Too Much Access, a video show, where we just did the Indiana Pacers, and we just shot at Florida State. We have Auburn coming up. If somebody would walk out with us, like, promote it for 24 hours straight, I give him $1,000. Human billboard.
Wow.
What? Where?
I don't know. But everybody's paying staff to do stuff. Like, if a listener wanted to go promote this for 24 hours straight, they had to...
24 hours straight?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be easy. You got to watch... I think we have 19 episodes.
And how much?
Watch all 19 episodes, promote it, all within 24 hours. I give them $1,000.
I'm shocked Lunchbox isn't jumping on this.
Well, I'm not going to stand somewhere for 24 hours.
Why not? For $1,000?
No, I'm good.
Well, he doesn't want money then.
Guy doesn't need the money.
I guess he doesn't want that island.
You guys can hit me up in my DMs if it sounds good to you.
That's amazing.
We just keep hearing about all these people like, I'll give you $50 to eat 9 eggs.
Right.
I'm like, all right, well, we have a show called Too Much Access at TooMuchAccess.com. If a listener wanted to be a human billboard for 24 hours, I'd pay him $1,000.
But they could sit in that spot, right? A chair. Like with a sign.
As long as the sign stays up.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't. It's not torture.
You can't fall asleep.
You can go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I've not really talked about this with legal, but let's see what happens.
Sounds weird.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
You know how sometimes we have stories of brides kicking bridesmaids out of the wedding party because they're pregnant?
Or they got weird hair, or... Yeah, the pregnant ones are mean.
Yeah,
because it's like, what? You're like bringing life into the world, but...
And also, you knew they were...
Yeah.
You knew they're probably going to get pregnant.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
But they don't want the pictures to look off because there's like a pregnant person. So anyway, this is not that. A woman was fully ready to have her BFF be in her wedding, pregnant, but then... Well, her BFF went into labor.
Oh, then the picture.
See, that's why you don't have it.
No, the picture looked good because she'll be no baby.
Yeah. Well, no, she's not even there, so it's sad. Yeah. But Allie did something cool after giving birth, and she connected with the whole wedding via FaceTime and delivered her maid of honor speech.
Oh, that's
fun. Said, "Hey, I wasn't going to let a little childbirth keep me from this," and so it's gone viral on TikTok, like millions and millions.
That's pretty cool.
Millions of views.
You should probably Photoshop her in to the wedding picture, because now you can do it so easily. What we do, because Caitlin's family, we'll be somewhere, and if there's only like six or seven of us, if it's Caitlin and her sister and DJ, brother-in-law, her mom and dad, somebody's got to take the picture if there's nobody else around. So we leave a spot empty in the picture, and then whomever's taking the picture just gets Photoshopped in, because then they go stand by themselves.
Hilarious.
And then you can't get everybody in.
Is it always DJ?
That's nice.
No. It's never DJ.
Okay.
It's never me either. Like, we go in and stand because we don't want there to be a risk of us not being in the picture.
That's funny, man.
But that's how... They should do that with her. They should Photoshop her in because she would have been there in spirit.
With the baby, the newborn.
Mm.
No?
No, they should Photoshop her in pregnant.
Oh.
That's not what it was supposed to be like.
Well, then she would have to have taken a picture in her bridesmaid's dress.
AI.
Okay.
Yeah. Technology, man.
Yeah,
all right, great story. Love it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner, because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? you know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
Daytona 500 champion William Byron is about to be on with us. Now, my NASCAR knowledge is very limited. However, Morgan number one's is not. She's diehard. William Byron, what's he about?
He's becoming that guy to beat. He's really good. Last season, he won like 6 races.
Is he young?
He's young. I think he's 25 or 26. He's pretty young. He got his start in iRacing, which is very different than how most people around his age got their start.
Video, like simulator?
Yeah, simulator racing.
And is he likable?
Very likable, very polite. Like, you would let your daughter date him if you had one, kind of thing. He seems like a very just great dude.
But he may be like the next up as one of the greats.
Oh, I thought he was going to win the championship last year. He finished in 3rd. I think he could win it this year. He's a great driver.
Morgan number one's here. William Byron, Daytona 500 champion. Let's go.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
William Byron.
Hey, William. How's it going, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, good. So is William, they don't call you Bill. I mean, like, I don't know. William's such a cool name. Like, it almost feels like you demand respect if you go full William. Has it always been full William?
Yeah, I mean, it's William or Will, but yeah, Bill's my dad, so I was called Billy in high school, but I try to avoid that one.
That's a great point. If Bill's your dad,
you don't go Bill.
Then you don't go full Bill. You're not, yeah. But are you William the second?
I am. I'm a junior. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. William's regal. William's hardcore, deserves respect. William, not even junior, the second.
That's legit.
You sound like a Southern prince. That's awesome. Well, I know we haven't met, but congratulations on the Daytona 500 and just being awesome. I'm going to tell my show something about William that you guys don't, maybe you don't know. You're going to be blown away by it.
Okay.
By the way, William Byron's on with us. Listen to this. You tell me if I'm wrong, William. William's a student at Liberty University right now.
Why?
Is that why he drives the Liberty car?
Now let's ask William, but please follow up on this statement.
Oh boy, what's that?
The statement that you're in college.
Oh yes, yeah. Yeah, I take online classes. Yeah.
At Liberty University.
But why?
Yeah, that's his question. Why? Because he's rich.
Yeah, you're rich and you got a job, man.
Well, I'm working towards what I'm going to do after racing. So you never know how. Hopefully I race for decades, but you never know.
But could I mean, I don't know. Realistically speaking, can you retire even right now, William, and live a pretty good life?
That's true. I mean, just trying to keep it going though, for sure.
Well, so what is his major though?
Like racing.
Communications.
Wait. So, what is your major, William?
Communications.
Oh, you can do this. You don't need to have a degree for any of this crap that we do.
Nah,
you're good, dude.
Man.
Yeah, no.
Just keep racing.
Yeah,
you're good.
No, dude, you got it. So he's so young.
So does he get free classes because he drives
100%
a Liberty car?
Has to.
Oh, and can he clip out a driver's ed or any sort of driving class?
Oh, so those are related?
Yeah. Do you, what?
Liberty University is related to the Liberty.
Well, I'm sure that's why they're.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Do they give you any free credit?
So I actually have to pay for the classes, but I think that's just they sponsor us on the racing side. So there's a lot of connections there.
So they pay him even more than they would normally to cover that.
That's awesome.
And they're not going to fail their student that is representing their university.
That's a great. Do you ever? I'm just blown away. He's so successful and still taking college classes.
Makes no sense
to me. That I think it's amazing and it's a great example for young people everywhere. But do you ever have to do a live online class with an instructor, or do you only watch recorded? Like, do you ever have to raise your hand on a Zoom and be like, I got a question, teach?
So there's the discussion boards, and sometimes they're, it's like a group project. So I have to go on there and introduce myself. So that is, it's always a little bit uncomfortable trying to describe, explain what I do, but get a few laughs here and there for sure.
That's hilarious. It'd be like we're on and we're in home ec, and Patrick Mahomes goes, hey, I'd like to ask a question about how to make a souffle.
Yeah,
you're
crazy.
Like, wait, are you the same Patrick Mahomes? That would be crazy. William Byron's on with us, Daytona 500 champ, obviously. I do want to say this. Tune into the Shriners Children's 500 at Phoenix Raceway, Sunday, March 10th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 Central on Fox. I brought in Morgan number one because she is a massive NASCAR fan, and she's going to ask the intelligent questions. Morgan, what is your first question for William?
Okay, my first question, hey, William, by the way.
Hey.
Is I thought that Alex Bowman won, to be totally honest with you. Did you think that Alex Bowman won? And to give some background, yeah, there was a caution thrown. So basically, when the caution light comes on, that's your winner.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was very close for sure. But when we crossed the start-finish line to take the white flag, I felt like we were ahead, but I couldn't really tell. Like, it's hard to see out of the cars. Like, we have a full head surround, so we can't just turn our head and look to the right. But I knew he was kind of approaching, you know, coming around the outside, but I didn't know kind of where the lights had come on. But fortunately, I got the call that we were ahead.
So when do you find out? Because obviously it was super close, but
yeah,
do they tell you in your ear how quickly? Because they go and they have, you know, they can watch pinpoint laser precision. How quickly until you know you won?
Yeah, so it takes like a lap for them to review the tape and kind of look at, you know, who's ahead and look at the timing. And they have basically a snapshot that captures where we are right when the caution is thrown. So it took like a lap. So that was a lot of suspense.
Yeah, and your crew chief started crying. So isn't it true you didn't know if he was crying like tears of joy because you won or because you lost?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't get emotional very often. So he was starting to ball up, you know, and on the radio. So I wasn't sure what that meant, but it was a big deal for him and for us as a team. So it was cool.
When they're on a radio, can you hear them clearly, or is it so loud sometimes you have to like, what? Huh? Is that ever a thing?
So, yeah. So we have like a lot of noise canceling, but still it's super loud. So yeah, like you're always kind of, I can always hear them pretty clearly. Sometimes I have to turn them up. A lot of times I have to turn them down because their voice can be pretty annoying under the cautions when the noise isn't as high. So, but most of the time for me, it's like having to shout back to them. Like they don't hear me the first time. So I'm like, okay, now I have to emphasize what I say again.
Once when we first started to syndicate our show, we were in multiple cities, but we didn't understand what we were doing. And we got on the air, we thought we were off the air. And we started, well, I guess we're off the air, so let's just say stuff we'd never say on the air. We were saying, like, our home addresses. Phone number.
Oh, jeez.
Right. Do you ever hear them leave the radio on by accident, and they're like, man, William sucks today, or, man, I wish I wouldn't ate that tostada. I don't know. Do you ever hear something where you're really not supposed to hear it?
So there's a second channel, and they can say whatever they want on there, technically, because I never hear that one. But I do get my engineers to send me all the full radio after the race. So if there's any talking going on there, I definitely hear it eventually.
That's the channel we want.
Wait, oh, so yeah. William, you take the time to listen back to the full conversations after the race?
Not for that reason, but you know, to try to study for
sure. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know about you, Bobby.
He's watching Game Tape, the crap talk. William Byron's on with us. This is also, I'm going to ask another like goofy question that I really care about before we get another serious question. But I like to play Madden and I like to play NBA. It's the two games I play on PS5 with my friends. Listen to this about William. It's not like he's 50. He's still in college. But as a teen, he won 298 top fives and 100 wins on the iRacing simulator against worldwide competition. Then he moved to real cars. So how hard was that transition going from, I don't even know, the simulator to the real car? Was it easy as pie, the same or not?
I mean, very different, but you know, the same skills still apply. I felt like I still had a feel for the car, but on iRacing, when I was racing on the sim, to learn how to drive, I was using my eyes a lot and, you know, basically the feel in my hands and my feet. And then I feel like when you get into the real car, you're using the noise, the feel underneath through your whole body. So definitely a lot more intimidating getting into a race car and kind of the danger aspect of it. But
because that's real. That'd be like playing Call of Duty and being like, I'm the king. And then they say, okay, well, here's a real gun with the real people. All of a sudden, your butt puckers a little bit when you're out there for sure. Morgan?
Okay, for sure. I have a nosy question. So a couple seasons ago, I think it was 2022, you got a $50,000 fine for spinning Denny Hamlin by accident, apparently, under caution. And then, you know, it ended up being bumped up to 100K so your team could get back some of your playoff points. My question, did you have to pay that fine or does Hendrick?
Liberty.
Yeah, does Liberty pay it? Does Hendrick pay it? Who pays that fine?
So I paid that one, unfortunately. Wow. Yeah, but it not a great day, but it was you know, it was better. They got rid of the points part of it, so at least, you know, that part was better. But
so you were happy to pay $100,000 instead of $50,000, so you could have your extra playoff points.
I wasn't happy about it, but it happened.
Hey, it's okay, guys. But I just Googled your projected net worth for 2024.
They project net worth.
Oh, what is it?
These are the dumbest pages. Geez. Go ahead.
This is $25 million.
But. Oh, wow. 100K. No,
he's going to school in case he wants to be a podcaster.
Well, we have a network for that.
Yeah, we
do, William.
William. So I got fined $1 million once by the FCC. I get.
Who paid
you didn't
that?
Get any points.
Hey, I didn't get any points taken away. I didn't get points. I got nothing. So, like, I relate. William Byron's on with us. William, so we have these. We have a Joey Logano helmet. We have a Ryan Blaney helmet. Like, it is great luck for people, especially drivers, when they come on the show to send us memorabilia because they drive wonderfully for the quarter. That's the deal we made. We can't do it 6 months, but we can give you 3 months of solid, safe driving. And let's say, hey, Blaney, Logano, not doing so bad. Am I right?
That's right.
No, they're on top of their games for sure.
Exactly. So we'll get you that address. We'll feature it up here.
Yeah, send us your class
and
schedule.
And he'll have a heck of 3 months coming up right here. Morgan, another question.
Okay, speaking of Joey Logano, he just got penalized for his gloves at Atlanta. Apparently the left hand had extra webbing in between the fingers.
Yeah.
And when I saw that headline, I'm like, that can't actually help his performance. There's no way. But then I saw Bob Pockers. I think he did a story about how he can stick his fingers out the window net and it helps like manipulate the air.
What?
Is that real? Like, do you, as a driver, are you thinking that's something that could have actually given Joey an advantage?
I don't know how much, you know, I don't know how to quantify how much of an advantage, but definitely all of our engineers tell us to do that now, that you're supposed to put your hand out the window and basically put it at a flat angle so it blocks the air. So it's just a way to eliminate, like, if you stick your hand out the window going down the highway, how much your hand, you know, gets pulled back. It basically, if you put it flat, it just deflects the air out. So pretty smart move there to put webbing inside the glove.
Let me get this straight. So if I'm driving my car,
I don't get it.
And I put my hand out, and sometimes if my blinker's out, I'll be like, left, bent arm, right.
Right.
What will it help me do, or what will it help you guys do that you're not supposed to do? When you say manipulate, is it that?
Yeah.
I guess the margin of difference, is it that small where even the smallest little bit of air manipulation affects a race?
Yeah, so basically it just makes the car go faster in a straight line. So it's just eliminating like air coming in the car and slowing it down. So we just call it drag. It's just an aerodynamic term. But yeah, it's less drag. If you put your hand out the window at the right angle, it blocks all of that.
Wow.
He's correct. I Googled it.
I would do drag.
Thank you, Amy.
When I would ride bike for like triathlons. You know, you can get in somebody's, isn't that called drag?
Yeah.
Drift.
Yeah, you tried.
I'm an idiot.
You ever get behind like an 18-wheeler and it just shakes your car like that? Like, so it's weird because these race car drivers, it's hard to keep the lead for a long time because they're getting fresh air and not so much just like the winds making a tunnel for them. Is that right, William?
That's right. Yeah. There's a draft. Just like, very similar to cycling. Like if you get tucked in behind another car, you go way faster. You go way faster because of the draft they give you. But yeah.
Would you ever purposefully not take the lead if you knew the lead car is kind of a chump and you could take him anyway and just ride him until it was time to like
ride him
until it was time to like slingshot forward?
Move, yeah.
So yeah, like that's definitely a strategy, like riding in second. But as the laps get towards the end, you don't want to be in second because you could, you know, you might not get a chance to make a move. So you know, you have cautions and you have crashes behind you. So you try to get the lead, you know, I don't want to give all my strategy away, but you try to get the lead, you know, somewhere within 10 laps to go.
And I ask that in a way that's not fully stupid, because running, there are times where you let someone hold the pace.
100%.
And you know they're kind of a chump and you can take them, but you just don't want to take them yet and set a new pace. I didn't know if cars were like that too. Imagine if you put your hand out the window at the same time. Oh my God.
I know.
You're 500
miles. You're hauling.
Yeah. Okay, we have three final questions. Morgan, go ahead.
Okay, so William, I don't know if you heard Kevin Harvick's latest podcast episode, but he retired at the end of last season, and he mentioned that you're really blossoming right now and that he projects you're going to win another.
Blossoming? Sounds like he's going through puberty.
Those were his words.
Okay, go ahead.
And he projects you're going to win 5 to 7 races this year.
Oh, wow.
What's it feel like to be in that position now where you're being viewed as the one to beat, because last season really set the stage for that?
Yeah, I mean, it's unique. It's definitely a bit of a target on our back as a team, because I feel like, you know, everyone's measuring us, but it is good. I mean, I think I enjoy it. I feel like our team's getting really strong. We have a great pit crew. We have a great guys that build the race cars, and we communicate really well. So I feel like all the things are starting to come together for long-term success.
I know you're in Charlotte. Are you a Panthers fan?
I am, unfortunately, right now.
Yeah, but tough year. How'd you feel about Frank Reich being, you know, run out of town after 1 year?
Yeah, that was a tough hire. I don't know if I agreed with that one. It was tough to kind of rally the team, it seemed like. But, I mean, the new guy, Canales, he seems like he's got good charisma, so hopefully he's the answer.
Bryce Young, I feel like he's that dude, but didn't have a shot last year. How do you feel about Bryce Young?
I mean, he's kind of my height, so that's the only thing. Like, but I think he's putting on some weight, and I think he's obviously a great passer. Has a great skill set. We just got to get the offensive line surrounding him, and we got to get some weapons on the outside. We don't have a lot of speed, so hopefully we can get a few speedy weapons for him.
So this ball here is signed by. We went and did a thing with Bryce and, well, Coach Reich at the time, and we got this ball and they signed it. This is the only not good example of
luck.
The memorabilia luck. I'm gonna be honest with you. But we're Panthers guys. We did a sports show episode with them, and they both signed it. That's Do you think this ball is more valuable because the coach got fired and Bryce, or less valuable?
You know, I give it like 10 years. Maybe it'll be really valuable because of Bryce.
But you think the value goes down because the coach was? Yeah, probably. Dang. All right.
Maybe a little.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe a little. Well, look, we're super pumped. We're rooting for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool to see you blossom. Who doesn't love to see you blossom?
He's blossoming right now.
That's just a weird word.
He's one of the best out there right now.
I know. He won Rookie of the Year. I mean, the dude's killing. But I'm saying the word blossom feels like a word you use for somebody in puberty.
Yeah. William, are you willing to share your current GPA?
GPA? Oh, I feel like it's. Oh, I should know this. I think it's right around like 3.2.
Not bad.
Oh, that's good.
Honor roll and a full time job.
Yeah. Of course, he's blossoming.
A and B students.
When you drive the truck? How different?
Very different. I mean, those things, talk about drag. They have a ton because the roof is so tall. So they just they feel like they go really slow down the straightaways. But they're fun. They have a lot of. They move around a lot. They buffer in the air a lot.
So like riding the back of one of those during a race. I used to get everywhere back in Arkansas, always in the back of the truck. Yeah. Like you should have to do a race with somebody in the back, and that part of the win is they didn't die.
Oh, man.
Or you strap them in, and they just have to suffer.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to ride in a two-seater in the right side. You'd have a great time doing that.
I'd vomit my brains out. William Byron, you guys can follow him on Instagram and Twitter, William Byron. Driver of the number 24 Chevy Camaro ZL1 for Hendrick Motorsports. And let me say again, be sure to watch the Shriners Children 500 at Phoenix Raceway on Sunday, March 10th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 Central on Fox. Hey, William, really great to spend some time with you. We appreciate it. And hopefully, you know, we'll come out there and see you sometime.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you all for having me.
See you, buddy. We're going to play a game we haven't played in a long time. It's called Masterpiece Theater.
Oh, wow.
Raymundo and I will be acting out a movie scene. You write down the answer. If you get it, you move on to the next. The first one is going to be extremely easy.
Okay.
The second one's going to be middle. Third one's going to be hard. Okay. Can you name the movie that Raimundo and myself are acting out? We play Masterpiece Theater. Raimundo, are you ready?
Yes.
And don't say the name.
Okay.
Action.
Hey, man, you got new legs?
Yeah, I got new legs. Custom-made titanium alloy is what they use on the space shuttle.
Space shuttle? Well, hot dang. You're like an astronaut now.
Yeah, something like that. But I still ain't got no sea legs. Can't find my balance on these things.
Maybe you just need to give it some time. Y'all get used to them.
Maybe, maybe not. But hey, at least I can stand tall now. Ain't that something?
Sure is. You look good up there.
Thank you. Hey, you know, you're like a brother to me.
I reckon that makes us even.
Yeah, I reckon it does. I reckon it does. There we go.
Sink.
That was all one movie.
What?
That was all one movie?
Yeah, man. Huh. Might have seemed like we had 9 characters, but we were. We're just finding ourselves.
Okay, okay.
In for the win.
Okay, in. I'm in.
Why do you do a face like that? Yellow card. I don't like his face.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
You did a face. I don't like it. Yellow card.
I was making a face. I don't think I'm right.
Okay, I take it back. No yellow card.
Oh.
Okay.
Everybody in?
Yeah. In.
Amy.
I had a hint of Matthew McConaughey somewhere.
We're trying not to do impressions.
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
Interstellar.
Okay, Eddie?
Yeah, I had Matthew McConaughey, too, in there in Forrest Gump.
But space?
Lunchbox.
I have Forrest Gump.
What would be space? The part that the kind of use on the space shuttle? He didn't say, I'm on the space shuttle.
Wait. I could have swore you were on a ship or something.
Did you think they were going to quote Interstellar, a movie
is
that
the easy
like 2% of people have seen in the world?
The answer is Forrest Gump. Yeah. Ray, good job.
Okay, yeah. that's why I made a face. I'm like, why would they act out
Yellow card again, but you're limited.
Wow. So.
Why would they act out Interstellar?
I was like,
for the easy one.
So you're purposely not doing the character's voice.
Yes, because Ray could have been like, Lieutenant Dan.
Right.
Right, we're acting. Acting? But we're doing it as an actor that is not doing an impression.
Got it.
Where did I hear space shuttle? Or
the, he said space shuttle.
The metal and the legs of Lieutenant Dan were what they use on a space shuttle.
Oh, that's why.
Maybe they were doing Star Trek.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
Ready, Ray.
Yep.
Number two, Eddie and Lunchbox both in.
Yes.
And action.
Here. Thought you might like this.
A harmonica? What's this for?
Well, they say music soothes the soul. Figured it might help pass the time in here.
Ain't nothing in here gonna soothe my soul.
Maybe not, but it can't hurt to try, right?
I mean, I suppose not.
Go on, give it a try. See? Not bad. You've got a real talent.
Yeah, well, don't get no ideas about starting a band now.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Sing!
Why is all your movies like Huck Finn and like Tom Sawyer?
Sing!
No crap.
Masterpiece Theater! Can you name that movie? Hey, we're killing it, bud. They can laugh if they want. We're killing it.
Yeah!
And that harmonica playing was pretty good,
Thank you.
I'm in
for the win.
Lunchbox?
Shawshank.
Eddie?
Huck Finn in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, correct. I was like, what, Huck Finn? What is that?
That is Shawshank.
Don't do that to me,
that
Eddie.
Is Shawshank Redemption. Good. Woo! We have one more movie.
Oh, man.
If you tie, we go one sudden death trivia question.
Got it.
About movies.
Okay, or do you want us to just yell our name on this
one? No, because I don't want you to interrupt our vibe.
I know, because you guys are nailing it.
Masterpiece Theater! This is the hard one. Action.
Something strange is going on. I can't shake this feeling that my whole life is a lie.
Hey, take it easy, buddy. You're overthinking things.
No, I'm serious. There are things happening, things I can't explain.
Look. I know things have been weird lately, but you're just imagining things. Everything's fine.
I'm serious. There's things happening, things I can't explain. Did I just read the same line?
Yes, you did.
But what about the glitches, the things that don't add up?
Coincidences. You are reading too much into it.
I'm not giving up. I need to find out the truth, no matter what it takes.
Okay. Just let it go. Because sometimes ignorance is bliss, you know?
Not this time. I won't be kept in the dark anymore.
See?
Wow, that was good.
Stop eating it, huh?
That was real good.
Well, and hey, you like how we just improv and you mess up the line?
Yeah,
we just kept going.
But usually the actor doesn't say, like, I just read the same line.
Yeah, but then I was like, who cares? Keep going.
Oh, that wasn't part of the movie?
No, you never know.
Great. I have no idea.
I'm in.
Wow.
For the win.
I'm in for the win. I have no idea.
I do.
Lunchbox.
I put Matrix.
Not a bad guess.
Never seen
the context. It. Yeah. I can appreciate a solid guess. Not it. Eddie?
And I think it helped that you guys didn't do country accents in this one. Give me the Truman Show.
I've never seen that
Jim
either.
Carrey?
Yeah, because there's the glitches.
Dang, that was another one of my thoughts, but I didn't.
The Matrix is a good guess, though, for glitches. Yeah. It is. It's the Truman Show.
Yeah! Wow!
Eddie, you win the game. Here's your song.
Hey, but you know what, guys? It's not about me today. It's about the actors. That was some good actors. Let's go!
Hey, Bruno, you get an Oscar, buddy. Great job. That's fun.
That was a fun game.
Amy's the one that suggested we bring that game back.
And yeah.
She got eliminated first, but still. We should have given her a free pass like at least the second round. We haven't played that game in a long time.
Yeah, we haven't done it in a minute.
Yeah. People will do all kinds of stuff to make their body look better. You can inject yourself with stuff. You can just try to eat healthier, get good sleep. So I try to do exercise. This one guy went in. He's like, I'm hurting. But he'd been working so hard. My stomach's killing me. Doctor's like, well, what's up? He's like, I'm trying to get jacked. Well, why does your stomach hurt? Well, I swallowed 39 coins and 37 magnets because he thought the zinc in it would help build his body.
What?
So he swallowed 39 coins and 37 magnets.
Don't they have vitamins for that?
And the reason he swallowed the magnets was to make sure the coins stayed in his gut because he wanted to absorb the zinc from them. So doctors had to cut into him and get going to the intestines. He spent a week in the hospital. He's in good condition. But when you look at the x-ray, imagine the pelvis area of the x-ray, it's just humongous blobs. And it's coins and magnets.
It looks like an arcade game.
That's ridiculous. But somebody had to plant that idea with him. Like one of his buddies is a joke or really dumb. You ever think about swallowing a quarter?
It's got a lot of zinc in it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, I got three things you should never do at work.
Oh, I could think of like nine right now.
Uh-huh.
And Lunchbox does a couple. Go ahead.
Okay, this is according to an HR professional. Don't overshare because oversharing too much of your life with coworkers could cause issues. And
yeah, our whole show is oversharing. Yes. We get paid to overshare. So.
And there's issues.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't be humble. If you're too humble, you might get passed up for promotion or something like that. Because
this is a get ahead type thing, not get fired.
If you're not advocating for yourself, nobody else is.
That's true.
There's a fine line of humble and cocky.
And you're never going to walk it properly because if you're very confident, people will go, well, he's just cocky. It makes them uncomfortable. But there is a line of cocky.
Give us an example of how you would demonstrate this. Like if you were at dinner with our bosses or our bosses were like in here, like the New York ones.
The first thing I would do is brag on somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Because it's disarming and it's not a me show.
Like one of them, you'd compliment them or us?
Oh, I'd compliment somebody else that I work with. I would say something
like...
You
can use me as an example.
I would say something about, let's use Mike D as an example.
Okay.
First of all, I wouldn't use anyone as an example. I want to be used as an example.
It's Mike D, guys.
I would say, yeah, thank you for all the nice comments about the show, but...
Mike D.
If it wasn't for Mike D, because he's the vertebrae of this show, like you don't really see him. He doesn't get on the air a lot, but for me, like he's predicting where I want to go. I couldn't do this without him. Like he's so important, and I just want you guys to know that. So now they're already like he's not on the hype train. He's not on the him hype train. And then I would say it's allowed Mike, and also your leadership has allowed us to win in this way. And I could present data, and I'd be like, that's why we're just killing it, and that's what makes me so good is my support. And because of that, I'm able to do this and do. So I've walked them into a whole brag session about me.
Wow.
And they've been built up. I've just built up somebody else. And they're feeling empowered because I'm bragging about what they've allowed me to do. And so now they're like, heck yeah. Want another 50 mil? Have it.
That's good, man.
So that is how you'd not be humble if in a dinner situation. Otherwise, if it's email, similar, you just need to present data and not opinions. But you can cherry pick data like crazy.
Got it.
I put a lot of time in. I do this a lot. Yeah, go ahead.
Don't stick around too long at parties because negative things.
Don't go to parties. Be me. Just never go.
You know, if there's alcohol involved or just coworkers are in a different environment, it could lead to negative things. Or you just
stay out.
Say things you maybe normally
drama,
wouldn't.
Period, even if it's fun to be in it. Because professionally, if your job is to move up professionally, stay out of drama where you're working. Because if you are consistent, emotionally, professionally, that is how you move up.
Emotionally?
Consistency, yeah.
For sure.
Because if it's like, if you're working with somebody and they have breakdowns, and that's fine, but you almost can't trust them as much to be there when it's hard. consistency. If you can be good almost every day and occasionally great, that's the key to long-term success. So I should do the, yeah.
Should do what?
I should do a book on this.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not great at anything, but I'm very consistent and I'm pretty good at a lot of stuff that I work hard at. And if I can just be great occasionally, and I'm never really bad, sometimes that gets a little worse, but that's all. It's so hard to be consistent. And motivation comes and goes. Discipline is always there. If you're disciplined, sometimes you're not feeling good, you still do it. Motivation, inspiration, that comes and goes.
Except for if we're not feeling good, we're not supposed to come.
No, sick not is different. Physically. Sick is different.
Okay.
But good point, Amy.
Inspiration and motivation come and go. It's like the stock market. It's hell. Discipline is always there. That is the absolute key. It's not pretty or fun or anything, but that's it. All right, I'm disciplined enough now to move on.
A new poll found that a third of us would leave our job if someone else is willing to pay us the same amount that we're making now. Like, no raises required, which that means that a third of people just aren't really happy.
They're dramatic.
Where they are.
Or their job is dramatic. Mm-hmm. Or we just have grass is greener complex, which we all do in different versions of our life, where we think it's going to be better because we're not there and we have these unfair expectations that if this place is treating their people better, they're going to treat me better too. And it's not it. The people working there are the same way. It's like you marry somebody. Let's say I'm a lady and I see a dude. I'm like, that dude, him and his wife, I'd sure like to be with that dude. I bet he's awesome. Yeah, he's awesome from 10 feet away, but you marry and you see his same old crap every day, he's just going to be another dude you're annoyed with.
Wait, did you just say you're going to marry the dude?
He's because if I said hot chick.
Yeah, why wouldn't you go with a hot chick?
I just chose not that. Because the thing is, that hot chick to you is somebody, some woman that some dude's dealing with going, God, I wish I had that hot chick.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say that, and now I did, but I wanted to present it the other way.
So this is all part of a survey that looked into what makes us feel valued at work, and 81% of people say that they're more motivated when they feel appreciated.
Yeah, I agree.
And meaningful forms of appreciation at work include...
I can tell you yours. Amy likes me just to send her an email, how you doing a good job, this is what I liked. She just likes words.
Words of affirmation.
Yeah, or not an email, but that's how I do it some. But I don't do it all the time because I want her to feel like when I do do it, it means something.
Right.
Yeah, I've never gotten one of those emails.
Shut your mouth. Okay. Eddie likes to be punished.
No.
Oh, sorry.
I don't.
What in the world?
I do feel like I've gotten even better at that, expressing, hey, you did a really good job here. Just continue doing this.
Like 8 months ago, you sent me a text or something. It
eight
was
months
good.
Ago? She remembers it.
That's
wow.
Because he doesn't. I also remember one time in 2011.
Oh, my.
Oh, because that was when Walking Dead was big, right?
Who knows?
Because I think I was.
I've done it more than twice. I'm telling everybody.
Oh, yeah, you have.
And there's also.
But these are the ones I remember.
Yeah.
Okay. I get another
email.
She
made it all 2011.
You did it one time 10 years ago.
No, he did send an email in 2022. Like, I remember.
And I tell Amy stuff when she's going through work, like, hey, you're valuable that you can do, but you can actually do this. I believe that you can do this too. That, to me, are also affirmations. Not you did a good job in the past at this. It's I believe in you. I think you'll be great at this.
Yes.
Although she doesn't see it the same way, so I'll stop that.
That's
no.
Stop.
It's over. No
That's
more.
Not true. Anyway, other ways you can show appreciation are one-on-one conversations with your boss, like giving them that time,
slaps on the butt.
Awards like Employee of the Month.
Hey, we do that all the time.
That's a tough one, man.
It's a little toxic here.
Yeah, that doesn't make us feel good.
I've offered Ray like a promotion 5 times to just show how valued he is, and every time I'm like, Ray, do you want a promotion? Nah, dog, I'm good. No, but you've worked so hard, you. Pimp, I'm good.
That's because he's rich, man. I knew it.
I guess. I've been like, Ray, you're killing it. You show up. You're just consistent as can be. Nah, pimp, I'm good.
Well, now that he moved into a house and he's a homeowner, has he changed his mind?
What's the position? Knock Scuba off?
Well, if he dies.
Whoa.
Wow.
But so with Ray, though, that was, to him, it wasn't an expression of how you're doing a good job. But it's like, with Ray, it's other things. Like when his car was all messed up, I was like, hey, why don't you let me buy you tires? Because you've been doing such a good job. At least let me do something like that. So everybody has their own love language.
Yeah.
Or boss language. Eddie likes to be punished.
No, I don't. Oh. I don't know why you keep saying that.
What is Lunchbox like?
Money.
No, he does like money, though. Yeah.
That's what I like.
All right, is that it?
Well, just one final thing about George Strait, because I thought this was a little fun fact. The first band he was a part of, and the ironic part is it was called the Country Kings. They kicked him out because he wasn't country enough.
Amen.
And now he's the king of country.
That ain't country. That's a classic. It's happening in every single generation. They always think people aren't country enough, and turns out that is what country music evolves to.
Did you figure out the theme of the pile?
No.
The theme of the pile was stories that I don't care about.
They were all
I'm just kidding. I did care.
Related,
they were all good.
Even the yeah. George one.
You know what? You did a good job.
First job.
I'm going to text you real quick. Hold on. Amy, good job on that pile. Send.
Whatever. I mean, that's my pile.
Yeah.
It's all about what?
Jobs.
Jobs.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm waiting for one on Steve.
Steve Jobs.
It never happened. All right, go ahead. That's a pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
In a word, just one word, generally your spring break in college was blank. Lunchbox.
Party.
Eddie.
Drunk.
Amy.
My birthday.
Okay, good. This one, surgery.
Oh.
Cherish Strunk will be undergoing surgery to give her kidney to a total stranger.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
This is what Eddie wants to do.
This is what I want to do, man. I've always wanted to do this.
Through a friend's post on social media, she learned about Danny, a former coal miner who's been battling type 1 diabetes since he was a kid. He desperately needed a kidney, and so she was motivated to reach out, DM'd him, hey, what's up? Got tested. They matched, and that's what happened. During spring break, went and donated the kidney.
Question, has Eddie gone to see if he's a match for Harold?
Wants to.
No.
He wants to go and see if he's a match.
One day I do want to do that.
Yeah, but he's so busy, Amy, can't.
It's not even busy, he just wants to do it.
I want to do it, but I mean, will I survive? Can they assure me?
Did you just hear what they said?
I don't think they can assure you if you're going in for a finger surgery
right.
that you're going to survive.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's risky.
No.
And that's risky.
But the older you get, probably the worse odds of surviving or having a healthy kidney or...
Great point.
I'm sure
the younger you do it, the better the kidney is.
You know, a pamphlet they give you of like how to live better after you... donated. You know,
well, he wants to read the pamphlet.
Yeah, I do. I want to do it. Just always like
he wants to go and get tested and wants to donate a kidney.
God, that'd be so cool, though, man.
You know what, Eddie? This story's about you.
Thank you, dude.
It's not. A big shout out to Cherish. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.